Meanwhile, in New Jersey's 1st Congressional District, Democratic incumbent Donald Norcross is seeking a 6th term. Republican Teddy Liddell and the Green Party's Robin Brownfield are challenging the incumbent. WHYY's New Jersey reporter Kenneth Burns tells us more.
According to Norcross's website, he is running to raise wages, improve healthcare access, and expand education opportunities. Norcross, who is the brother of embattled power broker George Norcross, stood with Israel after the October 7th Hamas attack and has since supported military aid and assistance for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. If elected, he is vowing to fight for abortion access. A spokeswoman for Norcross told WHYY News that he was unavailable for an interview. Republican candidate Liddell is an attorney and veteran who graduated from West Point. He wants to reduce taxes and build a stronger yet more strategic and effective military. He wants to close the southern border and fix the immigration system. Liddell is not happy about how politicians have talked about immigrants.
There are people who come over and they have some real needs, and they come over because maybe they want to escape the government, or they come over because they want a better life.
He says he believes in an immigration policy that balances compassion and justice and upholds the law. Green Party candidate Brownfield is a former union organizer and sociology professor. She is also a mosaic artist. She says she would scrap immigration reform proposals from Democrats and Republicans.
The general sentiment is that we have to stop people from entering this country. They both fall back on the stereotypes of drug lords coming into the country when we know that most drug trafficking is done by white Americans.
Brownfield says she would dismantle any border wall and build welcome centers in its place to screen people and provide them a legal pathway towards citizenship. Overall, in the 1st District, registered Democrats outnumber both unaffiliated voters and Republicans. From the New Jersey desk, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.